Welcome to Friends Like Us bonus improv.
Yes.
Can we get a suggestion, Joe?
Double-decker bus.
Double-decker bus.
That makes me think of two things.
Okay.
One, some double-decker treat from Taco Bell. Am I dreaming here? It's like a double-decker taco or something.
Was it sweet?
No.
Why did you just call that a treat?
Oh, like just an item.
Oh, okay.
That's culinary interest.
Real treat.
Yeah.
For our...
Are treats sweet, always?
I don't know. I think of them as sweet. I think there was a double-decker taco. There was a hard taco and then a soft taco.
Yes, and hearing you say double-decker taco, I know it's real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my brainchild, actually. You're welcome for that treat, Taco Bell eaters.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else does it make you think of?
The bus.
Oh. Double-decker bus makes you think of... How many decks
does it have? Double. I always wanted to ride one.
A double-decker bus?
Yeah.
They're fun.
You've been on one?
Yeah, not as like a regular, like, bus that people take to work or whatever, but like one of those like touristy buses.
Yeah. There's no lid, right?
Yeah, there's no top, but it's, yeah, you do it like it's one of those like hop on, hop off type of deals. The brief period of time when my family lived in Dublin, my brother Jake and I used to just get on one of those tourist buses and kind of like ride it around the city. It was fun. So even though we lived there, it was, they were like fun to ride around in. I remember one day, it was like freezing cold and we were steadfast in our desire to sit on the roof. And so we were freezing, just driving around Dublin, like the only two people that would ever be on the roof of a car or a bus in November. And it's like lightly raining and
a bus in November sounds like a Colleen Hoover title to me.
I don't know who Colleen Hoover is, but I
author.
Oh, okay. Oh,
author of books with titles.
Oh, dear. Now I know.
Yeah. Also, wouldn't that be romantic to meet someone like that? Like you're a tourist and you meet someone on the bus?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, I feel alone in this.
And now, improv. Sir?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You seem very nice and all, but I just want to stay on this. I'm just doing this hop-on tour bus as a way to kill an afternoon. Could you not sit right next to me?
Oh, say no more. I'll just scooch over just a little bit. Just a little bit, though.
Okay.
You smell good. Mm.
Thank you. Sorry. Again, I'm not trying to...
Babe, you gotta stop apologizing.
Did you just call me babe?
Oh, it slipped out. Too soon?
Yeah. I'm just trying to take in the sights. I got like 4 hours to kill before my flight later. And I just am...
What? Where are you going?
I'm going back home.
Where's that?
Cleveland.
Well, you can't just do that. Can't just come into someone's life and turn their heart into a thing worthy of being in a museum because of how alive it is and then go?
What? I'm sorry. Do you think I'm someone else? What kind of impression could I have possibly made just sitting here in the top of this bus?
Don't you understand? The top of the bus is for lovers. And when we both got on and we locked eyes, I knew you were for me. And then when that beam of sunlight came down and highlighted you and your James Patterson novel, I was like, yes.
I'm sorry, you've been watching me read this whole time?
No, I've been reading along with you. We have the same pace.
I'm sorry. Well, you've been reading the same book? How did you have the same book on you?
No, I've been reading your book.
You've been reading over my shoulder this whole time?
Oh, that's such a cute phrase. Over my shoulder. Babe, I will always be over your shoulder.
Don't. Okay. No. Don't. No. This is getting weird.
God. We only have a few hours left before we go back to Cleveland.
Would you say before we go back to Cleveland?
Of course. I already texted my boss. I said, "Here's the V. I'm out." Because we're in England.
Here's a V?
You know.
Oh. Oh, the finger motion that they do to say screw you.
Yeah, I filmed it and I sent it to him in a text.
But you did that just now?
Yeah.
I didn't even notice you doing that.
Because we're locked on. Your eyes into my eyes. Soul into soul.
I don't really have much of a choice here. Your face is about an inch from my face. Every time I move, you move with me.
Right. Because we're sharing air.
Okay, this is, I think, a little too much. Just go to the other... Just move a bench over on the bus, please. And just... I'm just going to finish out my ride. Going to head back to Cleveland alone. And maybe text your boss. Maybe it's not too late to get your job back.
Okay, just one quick second. That had to be done. Don't be mad.
What?
You are on the no-fly list.
What?
If you...
How did you even do that?
I know the airport manager.
You know Jeremy?
Yes.
Pivenston?
Yes.
The manager of the airport?
He's my niece. Nephew.
He's your nephew. Jeremy Pivenston's your nephew?
Yes. And my niece. See? I'm connected. Don't tell me you don't feel it.
Stop pounding on my chest.
It's the heart. It wants me.
I think it's because I'm scared. This is a heightened situation.
It's normal to be scared. Kiss me once.
No, I'm not kissing you. I'm not kissing you.
On the cheek.
No.
Okay. If you kiss me and you don't feel it, I'll move.
Or just move without the kiss.
Okay, on the hand. Like royalty.
And then you'll move if I...
If you don't feel it.
Okay.
But you have to be honest.
Okay.
I hate when people lie. Huge turnoff unless it's you. For you, I could come around.
So, whether I lie or I don't lie, you're going to be convinced that I'm still the person for you.
You can't do the wrong thing with the right person.
All right, fine. One royalty kiss on the hand.
I'm going to sanitize it.
Yes, please.
Okay, see? You're invested. Here it is.
Oh, you sanitized your lips, too. Thank you for that.
Yes, I know what's coming next.
Okay. All right. Eh? Wait. Wait. I'm giving you a kiss? I thought it was the other way around.
No.
Why are...
I want you.
We were both holding out our hands.
We could both kiss. Yeah.
That's why I thought you sanitized your lips.
Oh, I thought you were signaling that you'd be lips kissing later.
Look, isn't the fact that we both thought we were getting a kiss?
We're the same!
No, that's a sign. It's a sign that we're not supposed to be together. We're incompatible. We're both kiss-getters, not kiss-givers.
Okay, well, on the count of three, I want you to say your favorite movie. This will prove that we're soulmates. One, two, three. Bridget
Blast
Jones Diary.
Ha.
Two 90s classics.
Oh, scene.